Welcome back, nerds. I am your podcast here with CJ.
Hey, nerds. hey.
And we're back for our Hulk / Thor episode.
Yeah. We're going to start off our discussion with the big green guy.
Yeah. We're going to get him out of the way because Marvel didn't decide to give him his due.
you know what? Who produced or whatever the first Hulk movie?
The first Hulk was Ang Lee.
Okay.
Ang Lee did the first Hulk movie.
Okay, let's go back. The first Hulk movie we're going to be talking about.
Right, 2003. Yeah, 2003 Hulk. 2008 is The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, because it was Hulk and then Incredible Hulk,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the first one's with Eric Bana.
Yep, Eric Bana, not part of the MCU.
But who did the... was it like Marvel Studios who did that movie?
No.
Who did the movie? What studio did the movie?
I don't know.
Do we have to look this up? I'm going to have to look this up. All right. Why don't you talk to the people about what's going on in life?
So, I wanted to just start with, like, some fun facts about our big green guy. Hulk's first comic book appearance was in The Incredible Hulk 1, 1962. So, he's old. And also, we've got the TV series with Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk, of course, that came out in 1978. And ran until 1982. And we got to meet Lou.
We do.
Didn't we?
We do. We did.
We do.
we do meet Lou.
We do. We met Lou.
Yeah, we got to meet him, and that was awesome.
That was cool. And, yeah, he's a real nice guy, too. Real nice guy. And then they did the made-for-TV movies in 88, 89, and 90, which was The Incredible Hulk Returns, The Trial of the Incredible Hulk, and The Death of the Incredible Hulk. And that's kind of some background just on what we've got from him. We've got, you know,
yeah,
60 years of comic books and plenty of source material, but Marvel didn't see it fit to make another movie.
It looked like
Universal? Is that what that says?
Well, it says Universal got him in 92.
Right.
But I would have to keep reading to find out if they were still the ones who had it.
Well, there's Ang Lee, so maybe it says in his spot. I just know it wasn't Marvel.
Okay. Yeah, it says Marvel got the stuff back later. I didn't see. I don't remember where they said it.
Because the fans' headcanon thing kind of has, like, that old Punisher movie, Daredevil.
It has
the Hulk, and all of them are kind of thrown into their own blade, their own little universe where they're not connected, but it's still all Marvel. Like, it was a time for it, you know what I mean?
In 2006, Marvel got the rights back.
Yeah.
So it looks...
3 years after Ang Lee's Hulk.
Yeah. So yeah, it looks like Universal Studios was the one, but it's weird that it didn't actually tell me who it was.
To cover up.
I know.
Clearly. They clearly don't want this information getting out.
All right, so...
Kevin Feige's going to have us whacked.
There are people on their way to your house right now to take us out.
Yeah.
And it's like, we haven't even published this episode yet, but he knows. Marvel knows.
So the original intent for the Marvel Hulk movie was kind of to be a sequel.
Right.
To Ang Lee's, but by the time Edward Norton even signed on for the movie, that was not the case anymore.
It became a soft reboot.
Yeah. It's not canon in the MCU.
The thing is, here's the part where everyone came to listen to it. It's me and Duke argue about this.
Yeah, right.
And it's this part right here, and it's that the Incredible Hulk could very easily be a sequel to the Hulk. I know, technically...
Except for all the recasting.
Yeah.
None of the main characters are the same
people.
Sure,
they recast it, but the story, it fits. Like, you could watch The Hulk with Eric Bana, and then go to The Hulk with Edward Norton, and it's the same story. Like, it could easily flow. You could just be like, oh, they just recast the people.
It just doesn't feel that way to me. Like, It feels different. Like, and they even say, like, it was supposed to distance itself from that movie.
Yeah, like, well, the way they filmed the movie, the style of it, sure.
No, like, it's not canon.
I know, but there's... You say it's not canon, but there's...
Kevin Feige said it's not canon.
And until he comes here and blows my corpse away,
this is the hill you want to die on, CJ.
My
I'm not saying it can't be, like, fan canon, you know what I mean? Like, in our hearts, we can accept it, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, in the broader scope of things, that movie didn't matter.
It didn't, but nothing... After that movie, nothing in the MCU contradicts what happens in that film.
Right, but like, none of it happened.
It could have. What we don't know.
We do know, because it's not canon.
Okay. It's a story about the Hulk that could be true based off of what we know in the MCU, but because they haven't provided us with his origins... The origin movie we had that came out right before still fits and works as if it was the origin story.
It feels too dark to be an MCU movie.
All right, yeah, so... Look,
this... Sure this isn't this, a DC universe
Zack
movie?
Snyder's prequel to the Hulk. Or to the Incredible Hulk as the Hulk.
Okay, so, like I said, I can accept it as fan canon. I just... I know in my head, in my... Dude, we have this problem with Star Wars. Like how much of the best Star Wars material is no longer canon? Like, I get it. I get the one.
I would say the original trilogy is probably the best Star Wars.
Man, you've really gotta watch that last season of Clone Wars.
I gotta watch, like, all the seasons of the Clone
Wars. Yeah, no. Dude, because Rebels and Clone Wars, they rival for best canon material.
I mean, I liked the Knights of the Old Republic video games. Those are my favorite.
Absolutely.
You know, Star Wars video games.
The New Jedi Order books.
Those were good.
Are so good. And 19 books. None of it matters. Like, none of it matters because... Because J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy, I don't know.
You know, I don't even blame them.
I don't blame J.J. so much.
Don't even blame Kathleen.
He knows how to start a story. He's just not a strong finisher.
He's good at giving you the puzzle.
Yeah.
The puzzle box with all the questions. He's a master at that.
Right.
But when he has to answer the question, he's like, I don't know what's in the box.
Just wanted the questions to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, this is off topic. We're going to get into Star Wars, But as far as the Hulk goes, I do understand what you're saying. I'm just saying,
look, my
it can't be accepted as canon.
It can in the fact that nothing you see is contradicted.
Not if Marvel Studios says it's not canon.
Well, until they give me another story to use, that's the story we have. That's the story that's official. It's official in my head.
Okay, but...
They're saying, oh, that movie doesn't count? Well, they acted basically as if it counted.
We didn't get a Black Widow origin story for her ever.
Okay, but if they were to go and tell us that the Black Widow movie is now non-canon...
But she
Because of whatever reason, but they never tell us anything about that point. Like, we could just be like, well, as far as I'm concerned, it's still canon because we saw it. Like,
they're not going to go and do that, though, because it was made under the Marvel banner, unlike the Hulk 2003, bro.
Is that their thing? Is they weren't the one? They weren't the studio who
produced? It doesn't have the Marvel Studios thing on it, bro. I think that's the big thing, and I think Kevin Feige himself is pretty clear about it. Like,
what sort of influence does Kevin Feige even have on the MCU?
Right, right.
It's not like it's his baby or something.
Just some button pusher.
You act like he's the brainchild behind the whole thing.
But I don't know. I understand, like, what you're saying. The origin story would be the origin story no matter what.
You're right.
But there's different ways to tell origin stories, too.
Okay, here's my main gripe.
Right.
Is if people start the MCU at the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
There are questions about the Hulk's origin that they don't have answers to. Like, I've seen this with people I know who watch it, and they're like, and they ask these questions. I'm like, man, watch the first Hulk, and technically all those questions get answered.
Yeah.
You see all that.
Yeah.
Even if it's not officially canon.
Right.
Quote. It still works.
Right.
And nothing we see contradicts anything that happens, so it could easily be the story, even
but
if we don't have an official story. That's the best story we have.
Nothing contradicts it, because we don't have any Hulk material in the MCU after that.
Well, that's...
He's an extra for the rest of the time, and then they turned him into a funny joke.
That's because he got fired for spoilers.
In Endgame.
That's because Mark Ruffalo kept getting fired for spoilers.
Yeah.
I loved all the fake firings of him.
He might be worse than Tom Holland. Tom's gotten better, but that's because everyone around him doesn't tell him anything anymore.
What am I reacting to?
What am I reacting to?
We can't tell
we
you.
We can't tell you.
What is my character's motivation? We can't tell you that either.
It's going to be a lot easier. No, I can accept it, dude. I can accept it. I have to put emphasis on it.
Yes.
Because if it does happen to matter at some point...
Okay, it's been almost 20 years, and it hasn't mattered that it's been confirmed as non-canon.
Okay,
it could either be... They can confirm it as canon or non-canon for the last 20 years. It would make zero difference.
Yes, it would.
What difference would it make?
Because the boss said it's not canon.
But if he came out tomorrow and said, actually, we're going to count the Hulk as canon, so we don't have to worry about doing an origin story. It's just watch that one.
I don't know, man. I feel like one thing is, like, how different with the casting and everything, like...
Okay. Kevin Feige, come on the podcast and explain to us why this movie is not canon.
It's probably...
We're calling you out, Kevin!
It's because of producer things, obviously.
He's got producer things to do.
It's just producer things. I don't know.
I feel like I need to tag Kevin Feige in this episode and see if we can get him to come on and answer the questions.
We can't have three dudes playing the same character in one universe.
Why not? We have two. Why can't we have three?
That doesn't even count. You hate him.
I don't hate him. I hate what he's become.
You can't use a character you don't even like in your defense.
What? First off, I liked him as the Hulk in the first two Avengers movies.
I did too. I'm talking about the other guy you're talking about that we have two actors for.
That's fair. That's very fair.
You can't use Rhodey to prove your point.
I am.
I banish Rhodey from the podcast. He's no longer canon on the Nerds I Am Your podcast.
So this just in.
Terrence Howard nor Don Cheadle.
No, neither.
He died in Iron Man 2. I don't know what to tell you.
He might have... He died off-screen between the two movies.
Yeah, just
between the two movies.
Unceremoniously killed off-screen. Just Well, I mean, the last place you see him is where? Like, in a casino in the first one, right? It could have happened. Vegas is crazy.
Is that the last place we see him?
Isn't that our final scene? In the casino at the end of that? Or is the cut scene Stan Lee in the casino?
I think it's Stan Lee in the casino. Dude,
be.
I don't...
I remember a casino.
I
could be thinking of the movie Con Air.
Look, I poured all of my thought brain power stuff into the Thor movie, so everything that's not the Thor movie, I'm like, what?
Yes, dude.
You're like, which end credit scene happened in one of these other Marvel
movies?
Movie?
That's fair. That's fair. I remember that the Thor end credit scene at the happened at the end of Iron Man, because that's where we are now.
All right, so what do we want to say about the Hulk then? Whether you think he's canon or not.
I guess we say that Eric Bana is headcanon. I just...
Sure.
He can be accepted as headcanon.
Well, okay, where do we rank Eric Bana as Hulks?
Last. I think Edward Norton was really good.
Here's where I'm going to put Eric Bana. He's going to be third, but not last.
Not last. Saying last may be brutal.
So of the three actors we have,
right?
Eric Bana is both third and not last.
But also,
because Mark Ruffalo is both second and fourth.
Lou Ferrigno might be ahead of Eric Bana.
Lou Ferrigno is not in this ranking because this is the Lou Ferrigno ranking system. Like, he doesn't get a place in there because we're just naming the whole thing after him.
Yeah, this ranking system has been brought to you by Lou Ferrigno.
We could say that we met him one time.
I have his autograph.
Yeah, I have his
feet away.
Mine's not feet away. It is hung up on the wall at my house. In my living room. It's hung up in my living room. So.
But yeah.
But yeah, Lou Ferrigno supersedes these rankings because he is the Hulk.
I am a stickler for canon, which is why I am so angry about all the Star Wars things. And that is why I can't change my stance for the Hulk. But I can accept other people accepting Eric Bana as headcanon.
Fine. So we're saying Eric Bana is third, and clearly, Professor Hulk? Is that what he became?
So, like, do we have different rankings for the different versions of Mark Ruffalo Hulk?
Yes, yes. In my rankings, it goes Edward Norton is one, yeah. Mark Ruffalo is two, Eric Bana is three, and Mark Ruffalo Dumb Hulk is four.
I think we're really going to break it down like that...
Like the Professor Hulk. They are two different characters.
I think that Ruffalo, Avengers 1 Ruffalo might be number one.
Okay. I have him number two, but I'm a big Edward Norton fan.
Like, he's less so as it goes on from Avengers 1. Like, he was peak in Avengers 1, and then it just, like, was a gradual slide to Professor Hulk at the bottom.
So he started out on top and worked his way to the bottom.
Yeah. And, like...
He just got progressively worse as the Hulk.
I could even say Edward Norton is as good as Avengers Hulk, for sure. Because I think Edward Norton was really good at both parts of the role.
He might have been overcast in that
movie. Yeah, we didn't, at that point, being the
we're
first...
We're like, we're a comic book movie? Let's get, like, this super talented actor to, you know, bring his A-game. And we're like, all right.
Well, I mean, even look what Ang Lee did. I mean, he had a cast in his movie, bro. Like,
yeah.
Sam Elliott was Thunderbolt Ross. Mm-hmm. Like, that's... So, I mean, I don't know. We didn't know what the MCU was going to be when in 2008. Like,
I was going to say, we definitely didn't know what it was going to be when this Hulk happened, because this wasn't even, you know, part of the MCU at all.
Yeah, we didn't know what it was going to be. So, like you say, Edward Norton could have been an overcast in the beginning. But knowing what we know now and what all the actors in the MCU are, like, it's probably right on par.
Yeah, yeah. He was definitely the best part about his movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know. What was it, like, with Edward Norton doesn't play nice with others, something like that.
He thought the part was going to be a minor part.
Right.
Like, it was too minor, and he wanted to be a main sort of thing, like Captain America or Iron Man. He wanted to be more as a feature person.
That could have been good.
That was the story I heard. I don't know how much truth there is to it,
who knows what
how
changed.
How much wiggle,
You know what I mean, in the beginning.
Maybe the Hulk had a more minor role, and they, you know, it saw more action as they started actually filming and polishing the script and stuff.
He's a big face. I mean, he would have been one of the two, three biggest faces in the Avengers movie. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, he was probably second then behind Robert Downey Jr. At that time.
Yeah, I would say.
Like Chris Evans now, you would say, is the bigger one.
I would say then, like, it would be, like, Robert Downey Jr., Edward Norton, and, like, Chris Evans and fucking... Chris Evans and Scarlett Johansson and stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? But,
And I guess, they'd have a minor mention for that Samuel L. Jackson guy.
There's always that.
Because nobody even knew who he was.
That Chris Hemsworth fellow.
Thor was like his breakout
role. Yeah, he was right there with the other guys. You know what I mean? What I'm saying. But, I think Ruffalo was good in the beginning. I really did. I like in the Avengers, I was impressed. Like, I just feel like they kind of used him for like comic relief later. Like,
he devolved into like a minor character.
When they brought him on, it was like, we need your science. Like, yeah, you're one of the smartest scientists in the world, and we need your science. Like,
did you know he gets name dropped in Thor?
He does, yeah. Yeah, he's talking. Well, Eric Selvig is talking about the gamma scientist that disappears.
Yeah.
Yep, no, that's.
I was wondering if you picked up on that.
Yeah, that's great.
How relevant do you feel he is to the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
The Hulk?
Yeah. Because it seemed like we were going to get. He was going to be a player in Avengers.
Yeah, and after that happened, I don't think so much. Like, you would think the Hulk should be a big part of it, and Bruce Banner should be a big part of it, and, like, he is supposed to learn how to control it and things like that later on, as he does, but it wasn't gradual at all, really, because we didn't have any other Hulk material. Like, all we got was Avengers Hulk.
Well,
like,
at the very end of Edward Norton's Hulk, we see him. It hints at him being able to control changing into the Hulk,
right?
On command.
That's Edward Norton Hulk's, like.
But like that's his like ending
that's,
scene.
That's his finding. That movie is him figuring that out, because Edward Norton Hulk is the Hulk that goes into hiding, because that's where they find Mark Ruffalo. Ruffalo Hulk.
Starts off in hiding.
Yeah.
And then he goes back into hiding at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, he starts the movie in hiding because, you know, Eric Bana's Hulk ended his movie going into hiding, which explains why Edward Norton is in hiding. More proof that you should just watch the first movie. Even if you have to spend $3 to get it. I'm sorry. You probably have to spend $3 to watch it. And I think that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, I think I've made my stance clear on Eric Bana's Hulk is canon. You know, you fight me on it.
Yeah, I just, like I said earlier, canon is important to me.
You know what? Canon is important, but saying that something's not canon and then doing nothing to contradict, like, to use that space that you've opened up, is pointless to me.
So what I say is, if Kevin Feige himself never commented on it, I'd be more open to the canon of 2003 Hulk.
This is why we're getting Kevin Feige on the cast to talk to us about the Hulk and why it's canon or not canon.
Yeah. But I think it's good. Like, I think it's good. Like, think about, like, the jumble of DC films and, like, the different, basically, universes that they represent. And, like, we finally got one that's cohesive and, like, the MCU sticks together very well. So when a piece of it...
It mostly sticks together pretty well.
It sticks together pretty well. It's not successful for no reason.
Right.
You know what I mean?
On the surface level, it fits together very well.
Yeah.
You have to do some digging to find the holes.
Yeah.
It's not something that's just... Wait, didn't they just... Doesn't that not... Yeah. Like, for the most part, it fits together well. You can find holes in it.
And you know how you fix that? With three shows that just messed with time and space.
I was going to say, you make hundreds and hundreds of millions at the box office and just like, I don't care.
Time and space just got twisted up in three shows and now it doesn't matter anymore. Everything happened.
Well,
Eric Bana is canon somewhere. Somewhere, dude. Thanks to Loki and Wanda and...
Well, Wanda hasn't messed with time.
Well, Peter's about to.
Yeah,
she messed with, like, space.
Yeah.
Wanda's powerful, and we haven't even really seen it yet. That was a good taste in that last episode.
Still love that. You're the Scarlet Witch. Yeah. Oh my god! Spoiler for the thing we've known since the very beginning.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Yep, Marvel's like, yeah, we could actually use this now. We could; these are words we could say.
I guess here's something
okay.
for the end of this.
Okay.
It's not super Hulk related, but
we're doing so bad at keeping this on Hulk.
It's point. Marvel though. We're in the middle of Phase 1 of Marvel. So right. I naturally want to bring up Phase 4.
Right, of course. It's a very natural segue.
That's where we're at now, right? Phase 4. So, this new Spider-Man that's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how do you feel?
I'm confused by Doctor Strange's just complete, like, oh yeah, sure, let's do some random spell and let everything go wrong and ruin everything. Like,
Bro. The internet already confirmed this. He's Mephisto.
Oh my god. Mephisto
has been everybody yeah. in the last three Marvel shows.
Dude, bro. If you throw it out there, eventually you'll
We're
be...
We're gonna land, right?
Yeah, the villain for every Marvel thing for the last, like, five Marvel projects has been, oh, it's Mephisto.
Well...
They showed a devil thing in Loki. It's him. They had something going on in Wanda. It's him. Like, it has...
We've been talking about Mephisto since the end of, like, Phase 1. Like, when are we going to see Mephisto? And then it died down a little bit because then Thanos started being more
yeah.
prominent in the story.
And we're like, oh, we're going to do the Thanos thing.
Yeah,
and
let's
then, like,
do Thanos.
But after Thanos, is it going to be Mephisto?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, is Mephisto going to be part of Thanos?
Mephisto is controlling Thanos.
I'm excited for Spider-Man. I'm excited for, like, what could be in store in this movie, dude? Like, we could see some great stuff.
We could. I'm just worried about them having a character be dumb just for the sake of we want to do this thing, so we're going to make this character go out of character and be
dumb.
But
what's leading you to that? Who's dumb? Who was dumb?
In this, it would be Steven.
Well, dude, I don't...
I mean... It's weird, but I'll allow it.
That's why you should probably be open to the Mephisto idea.
Yes, I would
be. There's some sort of dark magic at play.
I am much more open to it if it's not just him. I mean, like, oh yeah, totally, if there's something else going on.
Doctor Strange's movie is coming out, you know.
Yeah.
And,
Well, it would need to be what they've hinted, like, as far as what we've seen in the previews,
yeah.
It looks like Doctor Strange being dumb. So I really hope that's not the direction we're going.
Maybe.
And that there's something more to that.
Stephen Strange is a cocky guy.
And he is.
Maybe he's along the
but
lines...
But he's also not dumb.
Maybe he's along the lines of, okay, we just kicked Thanos' ass, so maybe we get to chill for a minute. And he's just back to Sorcerer Supreme-ing.
He's anti-Sorcerer Supreme-ing.
Yeah,
he's letting
still,
magic go.
He's kind of still taking orders from Wong. From Wong.
Well, that's because Wong's invited to the wedding.
He is. Don't cast that spell, Strange. That was...
And then he did the Agnes wink.
Yeah. I don't know. I think something's at play there. I don't really have a theory.
Yeah.
But I think...
There has to be something more at play.
My
even
excitement.
If we don't see it right away.
Yeah.
As long as we see that there's something more at play... That won't feel like a cheap
I'm excited
thing.
For J. Jonah Jameson. I'm excited for
Doc Ock.
For Alfred Molina, Doc Ock.
Are we?
I'm excited because in the trailer it appeared that the Lizard was going to be in the movie.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx is reprising his
mm-hmm.
his role.
And we did hear the laugh.
Yeah. I mean, we have. There's an endless number of things that might happen.
Why can't I think of his name right now? Our original Green Goblin laugh, dude.
Yeah. Norman. Our original Norman was Willem Dafoe.
Yes!
Yeah.
I was like, why am I drawing a blank on his
yeah.
name? I love Willem
Dafoe.
Dude,
and that's the one where that
he's
that
got
I'm
the
like,
perfect villain smile.
That's the one I'm pulling for, bro. I'm pulling for Willem Dafoe because they already showed us Doc Ock and I'm stoked about that.
Yeah, we heard Willem Dafoe's laugh in the trailer.
Nobody can confirm that.
I'm confirming it right now. It is confirmed.
It's
I talked to Willem Dafoe last week, and he was like, yeah, Siege, it's totally me.
Kevin Feige, if you'll email us about whether or not CJ talked to Willem Dafoe.
This is why I need to start saying, like, you know, Kevin Feige, friend of the podcast. Just speak it into existence.
Yeah, dude, that's really the way to go about it. But, Dude, no, I'm not saying you're wrong at all, because that's what I want. I want that, but I just don't know
you
what
know,
it's going to be.
You know what we could do, like, is we could just get his laugh from the Spider-Man movie and then just play the clip of his laugh and then just play the clip of the laugh in the thing. And if they sound close, I'm going to call it confirmed.
What do you think about the rumor of Daredevil, of Matt Murdock being in the movie?
As Peter's lawyer?
That one I think has been debunked.
Okay, I was like,
as of now, but
I haven't heard it. So that's,
he basically said he can't confirm or deny that he's not in the movie though, like, and so I'm like, okay, like, and not in those words. Obviously, he had his own words, and they're much more cryptic than that. But
I don't know.
I
would be fine with it. I really like season one.
He might have been the best character from
I really did not like season
two. Netflix MCU films, you know. The shows. I wasn't a fan of the shows. I liked the first season of Luke Cage a lot. I didn't watch the second season.
I liked Jessica Jones. I watched both of hers. I really liked those.
I liked The Punisher also.
I didn't watch it.
The first season was cool. I thought it was cool. It was a little slow. Defenders, I couldn't get into it. I couldn't get into Iron Fist.
Iron Fist,
I wanted to be so bad. I was more
Iron
excited
Fist,
for Iron
you had
Iron
to go
Fist.
In knowing that it was going to be corny.
I wanted it to be good.
Like, you couldn't take that show seriously.
I wanted it to be better. But
yeah.
No, I wasn't big on those shows.
And he wasn't even bad as, like, Danny Rand, or right?
Right, Danny Rand.
Yeah,
the immortal Iron Fist.
I love how they call out that he's just going to keep repeating that that's exactly who he is.
Yeah, but yeah, I just I don't know.
I thought he was fine. It's just I didn't
the
like
show
the
show. Didn't feel right.
Yes,
it didn't feel good to me. But no, I think, dude, I think you can place those people somewhere else. Give them the right writers behind them, and they could be used still. Because I think he could have played the role. But where do you think the Hulk fits into all of this? now that I went on my Spider-Man rant,
I think that once, I've completely hated him as.
Well,
Professor,
the She-Hulk is supposed to be
Professor
coming
Hulk.
In, so maybe
that's fine.
Maybe he's done.
That I would be fine retiring that character
with
where they took that character. Like you said, he started off as you're like arguably the best Hulk in his first movie. And it's just been downhill ever since.
I really want Megan Anderson to be able to act so that she can be She-Hulk. Nobody knows, I'm sure, but I bet she can.
We need to get Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
To have her come back and become...
That would be cool. She's like 50 now or something.
That's fine.
I don't know. We're trying to keep age continuity with the MCU, I think.
That's fair.
The multiverse is there now, so who knows?
She could come in as Hulk ex-girlfriend who becomes She-Hulk.
I mean, it'd be really sweet. Dude, there's a meme, I don't know what it means for anything, but there's a meme on the What If show that says that they basically erased Edward Norton's Hulk with a what if or something. I was like, what the heck? But I'm not far enough to confirm that.
Oh, you know what they need to do for the what ifs?
Huh.
They need to do a what if Eric Bana's Hulk was canon.
That would be good.
What would change? Literally nothing. Nothing would change. That's kind of my point.
So in that canon, Kevin Feige would have said that Ang Lee's Hulk was canon.
Yeah, that's literally the difference, is Kevin Feige supports it.
He'll come into the episode and tell us. That's so funny.
I got nothing really more about the Hulk. I could get behind his relationship with Black Widow.
We wanted...
Wow. Like that... You know, they didn't flesh it out, but it felt like something that you could buy into.
Right. No, it wasn't. It didn't bother me.
Yeah. It wasn't fleshed out at all.
I would like to see...
And it gave us, Thor, trying to talk down the Hulk.
Yeah.
Sun's
going
down.
Getting real low. Hey, big guy.
Just seeing Thor do that was great.
That movie was just funny all the way through. No, I have nothing else on the Hulk, man. I wish we had we had done a watch of the both of the movies and given them their due, but we really want to keep this MCU MCU tight, and so we figured a discussion might be enough, and this is going to lead into Thor. So
Well, I'll probably cut this up and release it early. Yeah. We'll give you bonus episode Hulk.
Be like, this is bonus episode Hulk, and yeah, you guys, please come follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and join our groups, and yeah, interact with us, because we tell jokes. we occasionally tell a joke,
and by we I mean Dube. He handles basically all the social media. I go on to like post a podcast, and I'm like, yep, I did my job, I am out.
There's a lot of memery. We announce the episodes when they're coming, and and we post the links, and just we're looking to grow, and we want your guys' input on things. So the more we get out of you guys, the more we're getting out of this.
Yeah, feel free to yell at us about all the mistakes.
I want some negative feedback. Let's go. Yeah,
it's time for you guys to yell at Dube for not letting Eric Bana Hulk be canon.
Yeah, please come at me.
Also, he puts pineapple on pizza.
I do.
I'm fine with
pineapple. Homemade pizza.
Like, I don't choose it, but I'm fine if it happens.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, I was about that life, and I kind of grew out of it. And now I'm just like, if it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. I don't care. So, yeah, come tell us how you feel about pineapple on your pizza.
And the Incredible Hulk after 2003.
After 2008 Hulk and on.
2008 on.
Unless you're talking about Lou. And then Lou Ferrigno us all day long. Yeah. We love Lou.
Lou is the man. Thank you guys for joining us. Follow us on Twitter, nerds_am.
I don't know if there's ever going to be a time we don't
laugh about it. I'll fix it someday. But thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back in a day or so.
Yep. All right. Nerds out.